Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are looking at Perek Aleph, the Mishnah Vav, with the wonderful commentary of the Sforno, as elucidated by Rabbi Rafal Pelkovitz. Talking about getting a teacher for yourself and getting a friend for yourself. Yeshua ben Prachya, Venitaya Arbele Kiblu Mehem. Yeshua ben Prachya and Nitai of Arbel received the tradition from them. Yeshua ben Prachya, Omer, Yeshua ben Prachya says, Asei lecha rav, accept a teacher upon yourself. Uknei lecha chaver, acquire a friend similar to yourself, v'havei dan et kol ha'adam lekat zechus, and judge everyone favorably. Really powerful stuff here. You need to have a teacher, a role model, a mentor that you could follow, preferably a rabbi who could show you right from wrong. You need to have a friend, a good friend. Even if you have to acquire the friend, it's different than making a teacher. You can't acquire a teacher. You got to make a teacher for yourself. But acquire a friend for yourself and then judge everyone favorably. Dan lekav zechus, no matter what, there's always another side to the story. In fact, there's a wonderful book called The Other Side of the Story, where we have to make sure to realize we don't always have all the facts. We don't always know what's going on, but we have to make sure to try our best to judge favorably. The Sforno points out, accept one teacher upon yourself so that all your tradition of Torah knowledge come from him. For our sages have already criticized those who learned in the opposite manner and studied under a number of teachers, as the Talmud states, Yosef, son of Chia, received and learned Torah from everyone. Therefore, his testimony is unreliable. That comes from Chulin. The notes point out, although we should be willing to learn from everyone, as the sages said, I gain knowledge from all my teachers and most of all from my disciples. Nevertheless, when it comes to Torah direction, halachic decisions, it is important to have a single mentor and teacher whom we accept as a final legal authority. To prove this point, the Sforno cites Chulin, which discusses a question regarding ritual slaughter. There, Rabbi Zera comments that a certain statement transmitted by Rabbi Yosef Bar Achia is not authoritative, since he was known to accept Torah and halachic decisions from a number of sages. In regards to this issue, the Bartender differentiates between Svara, reasoning, which we should accept from various authorities, and halachic decisions, which we should only accept from the single authority. And acquire that friend for yourself. Acquire a friend who is similar to you and hence fitting to be your companion. As it is said, every bird flocks with his kind and man with those who are of one mind. And judge everyone favorably. Judge everyone favorably because without this trait, friendship will not endure. For in the majority of statements, the listener can judge a speaker in a negative light. This attitude will unquestionably annul all friendship. The notes point out, regarding companionship, the Sforno advises one to make friends with one's like, for there must be common interests and values if there is to be a common bond. He cites Tamina Baba Kama, which speaks of the folk saying, like means like, one proof brought by the sages for this truism is the verse in Ben Sira 13, every bird flocks with his kind, and man with those who are of one mind. He also explains the link between Rav Yeshua ben Prachya's statement, acquire a friend similar to yourself, and the next phrase, judge everyone favorably. Unless one judges others favorably, he will find himself isolated and alone, for it will be difficult for him to find friends even among people of his own kind. So make sure you find yourself a good role model, a good mentor, a good person to follow, a good person to have as your inspiration, to have as someone that could be, that you could really follow. But acquire that friend for yourself. Even if you have to acquire a friend, even if you have to buy him on some level, you need to have that friend. You need to have someone in life you could talk to, and someone who could guide you, someone you could relate to. It has to be someone you're able to connect to. And make sure to realize that when it comes to life, we have to judge everyone favorably. We have to figure out a favorable impression of what might have happened, because there's always ways of looking at things, but we should find the right ways of looking at things. Join us next time as we talk on the TTPA, distancing from a bad person. Don't associate with wicked people, here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.